You're listening on Sports Day. For Wilson Homes, they believe in great design, so you love being home. And our sports hot topic for Team APCO Scoop.
Yep.
And you can win a brand new ute with Team APCO Top Fan. It's on now at APCO service stations. Is the debacle that has embroiled three Victorian...
Just putting it lightly.
A-League sides and must really now cast a huge doubt on whether or not they can get their season away.
Yeah, and we only like to be joined by Chiefs on this program, Jared. And the Chief, when it comes to all things football, that is soccer football, just clarifying for all our AFL listeners, is the ESPN Oz New Zealand football correspondent, Joey Lynch, and he joins us. Joey, welcome to the show.
No, thanks for having me on, boys.
Joey, what on earth is going on and has been going on with the three Melbourne-based A-League clubs?
Well, the long and the short, the word that has been most frequently used in all of the reports surrounding it is farce. On a couple of nights ago now, so on a Monday night, as the borders between New South Wales and Victoria began to close, the players from the three Melbourne A-League clubs, Melbourne Victory, Melbourne City and Western United, they all got a call or text at around 8:30 at night, told to get to Amy Park and jump on some buses. The plan was initially for them to use the buses to get over the New South Wales border before midnight. Then that changed to an FFA chartered plane that would take off and get them out of the state before midnight. But alas, after the players had boarded the plane and were waiting to take off, fog closed Canberra Airport, which forced them to all get back off the plane and head home at 1 o'clock in the morning, much to their chagrin. And the plan was the next day they tried again, another trip to the airport, except this time they didn't actually have to board the plane. They were still in buses on the tarmac until they were informed that when they did fly into the ACT, the plan was for them to fly into the ACT, spend a few days there finalising the exemptions to get into New South Wales and then heading into New South Wales to join a Sydney-based hub. They were told they would have to observe a 14-day quarantine in the ACT with no training, which doesn't really work considering that the season's supposed to start next week. So that was cancelled and they all headed back home once again.
I mean, if you don't laugh, Jared, you'll cry in this situation. But, I mean, the NRL has been on this show. Frank Panisi read the tea leaves a couple of weeks ago. The Storm got out. The AFL teams just got out.
Yeah, they just got out because they knew when the doors were going to close.
That's right. And there's going to be a lot of fingers pointed here, Joey. Who should they be pointed to, given your expertise in this story?
Well, there's a lot of finger-pointing happening at various fields. There's finger-pointing happening at the FFA and people that run the A-League. Of course, the coronavirus situation has played havoc with the slow process that was the A-League becoming independent from the FFA, so there's always a bit of confusion around who's running what. There's also, you know, fingers being pointed at just what's, you know, why is it that, yeah, as you mentioned, the AFL got out just in time. They seemed to know what was happening. Why didn't the A-League have the same information? Was that a failure of intelligence? Was it a failure to act upon intelligence? Players are, quite frankly, pretty furious. One told me that the players, after two nights in a row, feel like they're guinea pigs. Clubs have been kept pretty much in the dark. So there's quite a lot of finger-pointing at that point, and we're still trying to figure out what exactly has gone wrong, which, to be honest, we'll probably be able to figure out a lot more once we are actually able to confirm that the clubs will be able to get out at some point and finish the A-League season.
And when is that likely? I mean, we can go right throughout the they should-haves and they could-haves. I mean, they bottom line, they probably, when they were driving back from the airport, should have turned left at the Hume Highway on the bus and got over Albury. It's only a three-hour bus trip to the Albury border. Could have got out there and that would have been a guarantee. But nevertheless, there's been so much finger-pointing down here in Victoria, starting from the very top, that it's not surprising that people are pointing the finger at the present time. But I think everybody in sport just wants solutions right now rather than people looking for scapegoats.
Well, the FFA have said they are continuing to negotiate with the New South Wales government to source some sort of exemptions that would allow players and clubs and the necessary staff to get across the border and allow them to complete the season. A-League clubs, ever since they returned to training last month, have been observing. They've pretty much been existing in a bubble anyway, only going to and from training and the like. They haven't been going out and socialising. They're being tested pretty regularly. Melbourne City and Western United players, all three clubs trained today, so no days off despite the multiple late nights. Melbourne City and Western United players were all tested today, so that should hopefully help with securing an exemption if you can point to a whole bunch of negative tests.
Yep.
But the FA is confident they'll get the exemptions eventually, and they're confident that the fixture that they've released, which has Western United versus Melbourne Victory as its opening game, has enough agility and flexibility to allow them to see out the season.
So does this mean that the three Melbourne clubs are essentially out of Victoria for the entirety of the A-League season?
There is some potential that, depending upon how negotiations go, because, as I said, Melbourne Victory and Western United open the season against each other, and then 4 days later, resume the season, I should say, and then 4 days later, Western United play Melbourne City. So if push came to absolute shove, and say, for example, players had to undergo a 14-day quarantine in which they were allowed to train in New South Wales, you could possibly see them maybe play those two games here in Melbourne and then get on a plane to allow the fixture a bit more flexibility and the like. But it's highly likely that we won't get many, if at all, games in Melbourne for the rest of the season, which I think, given the circumstances, is probably fair enough, given that they're going to get 27 regular season games out in 28 days and then a one-week finals campaign.
Yes, it's a really tight fixture, but that's okay. It's an extraordinary solution in an extraordinary set of circumstances and a challenge. I think the issue for Melbourne Victory is they've got a new coach. This all makes it more difficult, but essentially they've got nothing to lose. They've got guys who have got a chance to prove themselves, whether they be here in Melbourne or somewhere else.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, that, you do raise an interesting point that a number of these players are already that are trying to figure out a way to get into Sydney are already signed to other clubs for the next A-League season. So that's going to be an interesting thing. And you're right, with a club like Melbourne Victory, Grant Brebner's come in as their interim coach. Carlos Salvatore was the interim after Marco Coach was sacked. And then Carlos departed to Belgium to serve as an assistant to Kevin Muscat in his new job. And Brebner's already come out and said that he's not actually interested in the head coaching role for next year. So Brebner's just going to be pretty much have free reign. If players earn the right to play, hopefully we'll see a number of the young players in the Melbourne Victory setup. Your players like Anthony Lesiotis, Birkin Kurdar, Josh Varga, Benjamin Carrigan, they all get a chance to shine.
Joey, we appreciate your time, albeit in odd circumstances. Let's hope these exceptions are granted by the New South Wales government or we can get the season away and finish. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Joey Lynch there, the chief when it comes to football of ESPN for both Australia and New Zealand.
I wonder how flexible that charter flight could have been, whether they could have gone to Albury. Now, they obviously had a plan to go to Canberra.
And land where?
Land at Albury.
At the small airport there.
Well, it's a pretty good airport. I've flown to airport.
I've never
to
been
Albury
there
a number of times.
Right, okay.
I mean, I've flown four games of footy to Albury. Now, the charter flight, I'm sure, wasn't an international jet, so I reckon it would have been out of land.
How did it get to a point where they're on the bus on the tarmac and then they find out about the quarantine in the ACT?
That's a good point.
You would have thought that that would be one of the first things. Where are we going?
No, I think
where
that came in the next day, the quarantine. So they had two attempts. I think the second day was when the quarantine came in.
That's the quarantine changed in the ACT in between them trying?
Yeah.
Okay, well then that makes a little bit more sense. ESPN footy journo Joey Lynch there for Giant Bikes. Power your journey with a Giant e-bike. This is Sports Day for Wilson Homes, where you head to the beautiful southern state of Tasmania next to chat with another chief, our man Brent Costello.